This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know the routine. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account as well, friends. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. The phone lines will be open, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes here is what's going on in public schools. We just went shopping the other day, and as we're shopping, guess what they're doing, folks? They're already talking about back to school. And so I want to highlight what's coming up in the month of September for most people in this country, and I want to show you as well what's being taught, what's illegally being taught, and who is illegally teaching your kids. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, before we get to this, keep in mind that 86% of all those that send their kids into public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, keep in mind that they are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their kids off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. Pretty hypocritical, folks, but all the way across the boards, you're going to find it to be the same thing. The American people fail to take responsibility where duty calls, where they're obligated to respond to tyranny. They, through apathy and tolerance, forfeit the rights that God has bestowed upon them by actually handing it over to the tyrants at hand. And the above said, Barack Hussein Obama, and so on and so forth. And by the way, this started a long time ago in this country, friends. Do keep in mind, William Bennett, under President Ronald Reagan, everybody thought he was such a good guy. Well, listen to what his Secretary of Education actually said. He said that the longer that kids stay in public schools, he said the stupider they become. Did you hear what I said? And how couldn't they become stupid, friends? Especially, like, for example, through international baccalaureate, what they're teaching your kids in public schools, if you're foolish enough to have your kids in a public schools. They're teaching your students, your children, friends, earth worship. They're teaching your students evolution. I mean, folks, and then people wonder why the kids act like a bunch of monkeys when, in fact, they're taught that they came from monkeys. I mean, it's the most ridiculous faith ever in the history of mankind. And what it comes down to, friends, is idolatry. And it does take a faith. It's a humanistic faith, folks. It's a leap of faith to believe that you actually came from monkeys. Pretty crazy stuff. But again, friends, that's what we're dealing with in this country. Also wanted to let you know, friends, they're also teaching socialized medicine. This, by the way, is all communism. They are teaching world government. Now, for all those that have a problem with New World Order and believing that it's just happening in politics, you do need to keep in mind what they're doing is through sleight of hand. They got your eyes over on politics while they're indoctrinating your children illegally. And furthermore, I want to tell you that it's your duty. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he or she will go, and when he or she are old, they will not depart from it. It is our duty as parents to raise up our children, not to give them over to some liberal communist that doesn't believe in anything, but believes in everything except God. And so that's, again, why we're in the dilemma that we're in today. Also keep in mind, they're teaching animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. I mean, folks, you want to talk about going lower than a snake's belly? They can't do this, folks. It doesn't go any lower than that. But animal rights, and folks, we've talked about this during our program several times. How it's illegal to kill whales, how it's illegal to touch eagle eggs, how it's illegal to do this, that, and the other thing, but it's okay to kill 3,700 babies a day in the womb because the government sanctioned it. Bad, bad place to put yourself. Read Proverbs 6:17 as well as Exodus 20. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations. This is exactly what's happening to this criminal administration through the foreign agent in the White House today, friends. Contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions, friends. We're seeing this through none other than the likes of the Margaret Sangers, finding that the apple does not fall too far from the tree concerning those that are heading up the organization even today. Now, keep in mind, it was Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who said it's one of the most merciful things that you can do to one of your own infant members is to kill it. I mean, this is the mentality that you're submitting your kids to. This is what you're subjecting your kids to. They're being subjected to everything and they're being protected from nothing. Also teaching debt forgiveness to third world nations. You're seeing this. Adoption of the gay rights agenda. Folks, you're dealing with some dangerous people. God doesn't call homosexuality a sin. He calls it an abomination in over 30 different references in the Bible. Isn't it interesting how when you hear the local pastor, he doesn't see anything that condemns homosexuality. Hey, nature itself teaches you that homosexuality is crime against nature. In every state in your union, it is a felony. Sodomy is, friends. And they are called crimes against nature. Go ahead and check out your state statute. You'll find out that what I'm telling you is smack right on the money. They're also teaching elimination of the right to bear arms. Why is that? Folks, it's not just happening over in Europe. You're seeing a criminal administration in America attempt to disarm you. And it's interesting to note, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama themselves have been busted gun running to other countries. And it's interesting as well, through Fast and Furious, Barack Hussein Obama, when him and attorney Eric Holder were busted for Fast and Furious, actually arming over 300 Mexican drug lords over in Mexico. Over to the Mexican drug lords. Keep in mind, 300 Mexicans were killed. Shortly thereafter, Barack Hussein Obama went over to Mexico to blame you, America, for the crimes that he and Attorney General Eric Holder, through Fast and Furious, committed and contrived and committed, friends. What else are they teaching kids in public schools? Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. When you're thinking green, when you're taught to, let me say it this way. When you're taught in the way of the environmentalists, you need to keep in mind these environmentalists are dangerous people. You need to understand, America, that they are dangerous people. They have more of a care for Mother Earth than they do God's creatures. And it shows you who they are at war with, and it also shows you who their daddy is. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back talking about what's going on in public education. School's coming up, guys.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about what's going on in public schools. Up and coming, don't forget that, friends. They're going to just kind of get you thinking about everything instead of what you should be thinking about concerning what's going on in public schools. I kind of highlighted some of the stuff that they're teaching through International Baccalaureate, which is far and few between. I don't want you to believe for one moment, friends, it's beyond correcting. You still have the time to right the wrongs concerning what's going on in public schools concerning International Baccalaureate. There's about 1,400 schools in the United States of America that are actually teaching that. For those that did not know, International Baccalaureate was contrived in Sweden in 1968, and it is a global education scheme, and that's what it's important for you to understand. I also want to go back to International Baccalaureate. If you go back some time, it was back in the 80s, there was a picture of Gorbachev and Bush Sr. on the front of Time magazine, and it said, Building a New World, okay? Keep in mind, Daddy Bush was the one that was calling for a New World Order, and inside tells us that that George Bush Sr., if you want to know the truth of the matter concerning this evil man, insiders will tell you that George Bush Sr. is one of the most evil men that they know of. They call him Evil Poppy. This is a fact, and if you do a little homework on his daddy, that was Prescott Bush. He was indicted back in the 20s and the 30s for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Go online, Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr., Alliance to Adolf Hitler and the financing of illegalities concerning the Third Reich. It's not hard to find. It's all across the boards. But I want to go back to Mikhail Gorbachev. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation. Folks, they got a ton of different names that they use, but we're talking about International Baccalaureate here. And then bringing it over to GLOBE, which stands for Global Learning and Observation, to benefit, listen carefully, the environment. Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States of America. Gorbachev is working to create world government along with the Bushes, and he is helping implement this educational scheme through GLOBE. He has also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum as well as the International Baccalaureate Program. The GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education. In other words, America, you're paying for this, created under Goals 2000 and now carried over into No Child Left Behind. Now, let's jump over to No Child Left Behind for a moment. No Child Left Behind under George W. Bush Jr., it was really nothing more than communism, is where they want to equalize the playing field. They shoot for the floor rather than the stars. Folks, again, the definition of what I'm saying in a nutshell, communism, okay? That's No Child Left Behind. And on steroids is Common Core. You have a bunch of bureaucrats actually creating, it's confusion is what it is, but creating through Common Core under Barack Hussein Obama, it is No Child Left Behind on steroids, created by a bunch of bureaucrats that are actually laying out the curriculum for students. So in other words, what we were talking about yesterday, you have people that you're submitting to, friends, that are attempting not to teach you, but to indoctrinate you. But let's say they are teaching you. But see, what's happening, friends, is they are teaching you what they've never been taught. And when you read Isaiah 59, that will explain why, America, you're so confused and why your kids are so aimless. They don't have any goals set before them. They're not reared up. They're not trained up in the ways that they should go. And if you let them over to the state to do what they're not qualified nor legally empowered to do, friends, you're going to get what you're going to get. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to take things in hand. And first of all, friends, and what you need to understand about every single one of these global education schemes, the first thing they do is attack God. Every single time. Isn't that humorous? I mean, folks, you want to talk about these people being fools for their pains? But I also want you to know and understand that it's very dangerous what you're allowing them to do with your children if you have them in a public school. I mean, what was it? Last week we were talking about the KGB agent that was actually exposing the communist methods and their planks as to how they destroy countries. And the first thing that they do to destroy a country is to demoralize it. We've seen that back in the 60s. Furthermore, you're seeing all these burnt hippies from the 60s and the 70s now in government. See, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. It was said that Abraham Lincoln... that's actually who was accredited for saying that. But it's right on. It's spot on. You can't get away from the facts and how true that is, friends. You have a bunch of burnt hippies in government right now completely selling out through free love your country to foreigners. Because, folks, back then they thought that love was free and they thought that grace was free. It is when you accept it, friends. There's nothing you can do to accept what God has bestowed upon you through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. But keep in mind, it cost the Son of God. In the natural, it cost the veterans their lives to give us the freedom in which we have. So when we're talking about free love and free grace, we better put it in the context that it cost somebody their lives through a sacrificial love to give us the grace in which we have. What is defined out in Webster's 1828 grace is, it's a power to restrain, friends, a power to restrain from sin, not to go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for sin. Okay? Just setting the record straight. So again, going back to public schools and what are they teaching? This is crazy stuff. During the first segment I shared with you, friends, we were out at a store the other day, and they're already pushing back to school products. Clothes, pencils, papers, you name it, folks. It's all there. Back to school's everywhere now. And I thought, you know what? Now's the time. Let's jump on this, again, because prevention is better than cure. Let's get it out there concerning what's going on in public schools, so the people that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com at any time can now understand what's actually going on in the public school. It's un-American. First of all, it's illegal, and it's un-American, friends. And if we even want to go to that which precedes the first point that I just made, friends, it's ungodly, and that is their objective. Because when anybody attacks God, it means that they themselves want to be God. Read Isaiah 14, which, by the way, will never, ever happen. Listen carefully to this. The Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. It's a dangerous book to criminals, just like cops are. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever they subject and subject that they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. These are the people, mask off, that are telling on themselves because I'm shaming the devil by telling the truth. Again, listen to what John Dumphy, A Religion for a New Age. And do keep in mind, friends, I've been blowing the trumpet from the top of the houses, friends, throughout the country to make you aware of what Barack Hussein Obama has been set to do since day one. If you go back, because he emulates Mao Zedong to a T, and we just found out last week he was actually putting Mao Zedong pictures on a Christmas tree in the White House. He's a communist. He's allied with the Chinese. He's allied with the Russians. He's allied with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's allied with everybody and anybody that hates this country, America, and that hates God. A bad, bad place to put yourself. Folks, it really is. Read Psalm 27. Again, a fool for his pains. But if you go back to Mao Zedong, keep in mind the way to overthrow a country is to go to the younger generation. The way Mao Zedong did it was he went to the younger generation, and the way that he destroyed the Republic of China, getting rid of the old by bringing in the new, is he taught the younger generation that they were a democracy, when in fact they were a republic, just like Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to do today. Read Article 4, Section 4, we are a constitutional republic. And the reason he's doing that is because he wants to empower the young to overthrow the old so they can topple our republic. Which, by the way, friends, listen to me carefully, will never, ever, ever happen in a million years. It will never happen. I just want to say it again. It will never happen. Again, it comes down to the fact that they're fools for their pains. They're storing up wrath is what they're doing unto judgment, which they will face, like it or not, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Okay? But you need to know how that they are systematically trying to overthrow your country, and it's through the kids. And if you think it's way out there, friends, do keep in mind, during the first election cycle, 68%, 18 to 33 years old, of those that were actually behind Barack Hussein Obama. Of course, that's completely backfired now, because America caught on real quick, namely through the young people. So there's a little good news. The young people aren't buying what the older people are selling. They're sick and tired. But they're trying to figure out why dad and mom are dropping them off to be indoctrinated by the government.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933, talking about what's going on in the up-and-coming month in schools across the country. Why are kids being subjected to everything and protected from nothing? You're going to have to ask their dad and mom, who will be held accountable before a just and a holy God on that final day, as to why they have not taken or are not taking responsibility for actually training up their kids in the way that they should go. And what I don't want to hear, friends, is, brother, you have no idea what I have to go through. You know, I've got to work all day and this, that, and the other thing. You know what? One thing I know is I don't try to look for excuses. I work myself out of excuses, because when I quit making excuses, it seems to me that things get done then and only then do they get done, especially when it comes to our kids. You know, kids all across the country, friends, when I'm doing high school assemblies, I've done 360 of them. It's interesting to note that them young people are trying to figure out where the love is. They love me so much that they know that I'm being illegally indoctrinated by our own government, teaching me I came from monkeys, it's okay to marry men, and it's okay to murder my own baby. And I mean, folks, this is sick. This is an American government. Folks, this is sick. This is criminal. And furthermore, they're trying to figure out why you're dropping them off. We did a school in Pensacola, Florida. There's five churches around this particular school. Those young adults were trying to figure out why their parents and their pastors tell them that they're loved so much twice a week, and yet for 5 days out of the week that they're being subjected to indoctrination. I mean, this anti-American sentiment, how is it being fueled in your schools? The divide and conquer is being fueled through what? Indoctrination, un-American indoctrination that divides us so they can conquer. I mean, it's anti-Christ every step of the way, which was not our school system. I'll get to that in a moment. First of all, I want to go back to this real quick before I jump back on my topic here. The Bible is no mere book, said a tyrant. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte. He said the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Let me say it again. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Folks, it doesn't matter to me if you agree with the Word of God or, hey, folks, even the devils believe and tremble. They haven't even have enough common sense to know that God exists. And everywhere you look, you behold the beauty and the creation of what God has created for us, His kids. And people deny the fact that He's there. I mean, as if to say a building doesn't have a builder. As if to say a piece of artwork on the wall doesn't have an artist. As if to say a creature doesn't have a creator. I mean, how ridiculous, America. The things that the American people have succumbed to scare the literal hell out of me. And I praise God I'm a preacher, because now it's my job to get the heaven out, get the hell out and get the heaven in. Hey, folks, Obama. You know, we can call him whatever we want. Hey, by the way, did you see Obama's daughter allegedly smoking dope at a Lollapalooza concert? It's all over the web right now, friends. You can watch the video. You can see, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Obama's daughter caught smoking dope. Obama, again, has added to his long train of abuses against we the people, this time in the education of American school children. He's attacked at every front concerning who we are. As a matter of fact, Obama has illegally implemented an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school, bypassing, again, you, America. He's giving you the finger again. The voice of the American people, and inducing states to agree to major changes that none of his predecessors attempted. So therefore, apparently, Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, hasn't taken the time to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. You see, the federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of any child in America, because the state doesn't have any children. This is through something called the Common Core Standards, which has been implemented in 46 states and in D.C., drowning students with mostly informational text and historical documents. Some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are Fed views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, 2009, and Executive Order 13423. Therefore, strengthening federal environmental, energy, and transportation management published by the General Services Administration. What? Exactly. Jamie Highfield, the Arkansas 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year, said, "I'm struggling with this, and my students are struggling with this informational text. There isn't that human connection that you get with literature, and the kids are shutting down. They are getting bored." He said, "I'm seeing more behavioral problems in my classroom than I ever have before." All by design, America. The curriculum change in public schools has a downward spiral for many years, and America has been so dumbed down that 700,000 students per year that graduate in this country are unable to read their own graduation diplomas. Let me say that again. 700,000 students per year that graduate in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. How'd they get there? It's bought and paid for. The more students they have in a public school, the more tax aid they get. It's about the money. Add to students' confusion to the innumerable amount of errors in schools, textbooks ranging from misinformation to omission of facts or outright lies. By the way, these errors can be found in virtually every subject, especially in math, science, and history. And furthermore, remember, science is the study of creation. So, let's go to math. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in the math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Friends, I said 100,000. 109,263 errors in that math book. The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. Folks, who are actually creating the curriculums? 109,263 errors in the math textbooks alone? Let's go to science. In textbooks all across America, science, the study of creation, is well known for being laced with dangerous theory of what? Evolution, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law, which is the foundation of our country, America, our constitutional republic. It's called common law. If you go back to Andrew Jackson, he was the president that said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." Of course. Folks, that is why evolution was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. So in complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Folks, there's a lot of people that have sold their souls for the world. Remember Satan said, "Just bow down to me and I'll give all this to you"? Yeah. And remember what Jesus said to counter that? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Yep, he did. Whole lot of people in this country that have made mammon their God, money, riches. You can't serve God in mammon, friends. You know, as a matter of fact, in Matthew 6:33, it tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And then, not before. And keep in mind, when you go to heaven, you real deal Christians, tried and true out there, that are listening to me right now, keep in mind, you're going to be walking on gold in heaven, and you ain't going to care about it. And no more than you should care about it right now, outside of the fact that you've got to take care of your bills. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. The Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. John Dunphy said, "I am convinced that the battle for the humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as the proselytizers of a new faith." Hey, I want you to keep in mind, friends, you tell your kids to bring their Bibles to school. You tell your kids it's okay for them to pray in public schools. You tell them to go ahead and do research and projects on their Christian faith all day long. You tell your Christian students and your Christian sons and daughters that have enough spiritual and internal fortitude given unto them by the Son of Man to go ahead and take a stand in their public school, regardless if anybody likes it or not, because they don't take off their hat of faith at the school gate, friends. You go ahead and tell your Christian students to do what they want to do in a public school the same way they do it at home, as long as they're walking in the light. You tell them that they have never lost their right. It's the older generation that has told them that they can't do this, that, and the other thing, when in fact the law's on our side. Go ahead and ask me and ask the three schools that tried to stop me if what I'm telling you is the truth. Because after I brought Liberty University to the front door of the public school that said you can't be a Christian and come into a public school, the only thing that they did after the fact, after we laid a lawsuit on their desks all three times, the very next day in all three cases, the only thing that wasn't offered to me was a steak dinner. You're listening to the lies of the ACLU. A communist organization, said the founder of that organization, the end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder of the ACLU. And these other little itty-bitty ankle biters that are biting on your ankles, telling you what you can do and what you can't do. I want to tell you something, friends. While you deny your faith, while you teach your kids to deny their faith, I want you to understand the illegals that are coming in are beginning to usurp your kids because you don't believe in the God that you profess that you believe in. But I'll tell you what, your enemies do. And that's exactly why they're bringing Sharia into public schools. I'll get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, anytime, 1-866.
582-9933. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Napa know-how.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. A Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By the way, if you ever need some legal help, friends, go to Liberty University, Liberty Counsel. Those guys know how to bring it. They know constitutional law. They will enforce it. And I want to let you know that when your students, if they are in public schools, they are standing for their Christian faith. I want to tell you I high-five you. I also want to let you know that if you have your students in public schools and they are not standing for their faith, you should be ashamed of yourself for throwing your kids into a public school and teaching them to deny the Christ. Wasn't it Jesus that said, those that deny me, I'll also deny them before my Father? But those that don't deny me and acknowledge me, I'll also acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. I want to let you know that the law is on your side. It's always been on your side. You've never lost the right. And how many times I've heard people talk about, you know, we just can't do this anymore. Really, who told you that? You're listening to a bunch of communist friends, and furthermore, they know that the law's on your side. They just want to use the state-controlled media to scare you off. If you don't want to do it and you have an issue in your public school, listen, I've got a team that will take it to them for you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have never lost the right, America. You forfeited your rights by believing those that are at war with who you are. Let's jump over to history. In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that don't even appear in historical records. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when in fact they wore blue. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. In fact, literacy rates were extremely high. Yes, they were very well-educated human beings. A retired librarian of a Virginia historian, Brent Tarter, wrote in his review of one of the textbooks, Our Virginia, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analyses of historical events. Some are also ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where the information or the misinformation came from. Why are kids, why are they confused, friends? As I was just sharing with you right before the break, friends, if you don't want to stand for your faith, the enemies will come in and stand for theirs. You serve a true God. They serve a false God. In recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to your kids. And as a result, our young people are being subjected to the following teachings, learning to become a Muslim, yes, in public schools, fasting for Ramadan, yes, in public schools, learning the five pillars of Islam, yes, in public schools. This has surfaced in Texas, California, and in Tennessee. Memorizing verses from the Quran, yes, in public schools. Adapting and adopting a Muslim name, yes, in public schools. Staging a jihad war against non-Muslims. They are teaching your kids as to how to stage a jihad in public schools. Have I seen it? Nope, I have not seen it. Out of the 360 schools I've done, I've never ran into it. I do know that on the heels of the radical homosexuals is nothing other, other than the Muslims. The Muslims are using the exact systematic methodology that the homosexuals are. They play the victims, they tear down the law, and then they perpetuate the crime. So what's the resolve? Well, as I said, the federal government of the United States of America has no lawful authority over the education of the young. As a matter of fact, the 10th Amendment tells us, friends, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, there you have it right there, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Folks, they're your kids. Listen to me carefully. The state doesn't have any kids. So how is it that you forfeited your right to be the parent to give it over to a state that doesn't have any kids and tell them to raise them up for you? I mean, you're looking at double trouble. Again, read Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. The powers have never been delegated to federal government to educate your kids. Simply put. Secondly, the reason this is happening, again, is 86% of the people that call themselves Christians, conservatives, or patriots are the ones sending their kids into public schools to be indoctrinated in a worldview they claim that they despise. Read again Proverbs 22:6 when you get a moment. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And let me give you a warning. Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, from the 1800s was right when he said, it's better to raise up a child to a man than it is to fix a broken one. Folks, don't wait until after the fact. Act while you have the time to act so your children don't have to deal with it when they're older. And furthermore, your kids that are in public schools, I'm telling you right now, you can mark my words, your children will despise you if you leave them in that tank of indoctrination. They're being poisoned every day of the week, on purpose, by design. And again, you have the law on your side. You can take it. If this is happening in your state, which you better bet your bottom dollar it is, you need to retain an attorney and go after the education system for $5,000 per error that has been purposed in those textbooks to confuse your kids, to dummy them down. This is what's happening in America, friends. The Lord commanded parents to train their children in the way that they should go, not the federal government. And again, the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing. These are our kids, not the federal government's. And finally, before the end of this radio program today, you know how they love to teach kids that they came from monkeys? 80% of the American people don't believe in evolution, though they act as if they did believe it. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. It's idolatry. See, they don't want to submit to God's governments, when in fact they know that God exists. They don't want to submit to his authority. They want to submit to themselves and to the enemy of their souls. That's who they submit to. And then they take the lie on, and then they want to go ahead and spread the disease because they themselves are on their way to hell, the wide and broad way. Isn't it interesting how Jesus always told us the hard things, not the easy things? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Even those that desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for Christ's sake. He didn't tell us easy things. He said to take up your cross and deny yourself. He said those that try to lose their life or those that try to save their life will lose their life, and those that lose their life will find their lives. It's contrary to the mind, friends, because he's teaching us natural things through the Spirit and by the Spirit in parables. Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? But isn't it interesting how they teach kids that they came from monkeys? One day, a 6-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, teacher to Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, well, yes. Teacher said, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later and said, yes, I saw the sky, teacher. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. Well, a little wise one in the back, a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. And the teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. Little girl to Tommy, hey, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. Little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. See, he was getting tired of answering the same questions over and over again. The little girl said to Tommy, do you see the sky? Tommy said, yes, I see the sky. Little girl said, Tommy, do you see the teacher? Tommy said, yes. Little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. Well, the little girl said, she said, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. See, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29. Folks, the fact of the matter is, he is who he says he is. And regardless if all of the kingdom of hell was to gather itself against me in this ministry, myself, me, myself, and I, in Christ Jesus, they're fools for their pains. They're fools for their pains. And furthermore, my enemies know that they're fools for their pains. It's time to stand up, America. Because again, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you have to first stand up and fight. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.